going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, it feels like it's been 20 hours. Oh, wait, it has been. Welcome on into Festivus Friday.
What do you mean? We've had a great week.
We have had a great week, Sam. It's
been
just been
time.
A lot of words. And by Friday, I'm out of words. I don't have any words left. I've used all my words.
Now, I don't buy that.
I don't either.
Okay, maybe not all my words, but most of my words. I've used most of my words this week.
You used many.
Dan,
words.
Do you have an honorary first grievance? I just said honorary.
I know. That's a new word.
Yeah, I like it because I used up all the old words.
I have several, but nothing. No.
No?
I'm good.
You're not feeling it?
Nah, nah.
Sam?
My grievance is that I have not been able to enjoy the rain as much as I have wanted to. I love thunderstorms.
I like me a good thunderstorm.
And man, I love just sitting on the porch and listening to it, watching the lightning, but I've been so busy that I have not been able to do that. So I've been doing stuff and just listening to it outside.
You take time and enjoy the rain because I think it's going to be here like a lot this weekend.
Oh, maybe. It's not going anywhere. I'm going camping. So
oh, good for you.
I'm going to get to enjoy the rain.
Do not understand that at all, but you do you, buddy. You do you. All right. It's time for the airing of the grievances. 913-586-7798. Let's do it. All right, let's go, Kansas City. You know the rules. 913-586-7798. You can text in your grievance or you can call in your grievance. Every once in a while, you guys like to drop a gratitude. Some of our listeners get angry about that, but I think gratitudes would be fine today if that's your pleasure. Let's start first in, first up with Tristan in North Kansas City. Hi, Tristan.
Hi. Is my mic normal? Is
yeah, you sound fine.
Now?
You sound fine.
Okay, good, because that actually ties into my grievance. Last week, I had a pretty funny grievance, and then come to find out my new Bluetooth speaker was over-modulating my mic, so my grievance is with new technology and the curses that they can cause upon us.
You know what, Tristan? I can hear you loud and clear, but I appreciate it, and thank you for calling back and trying again.
Some might say too loud, Tristan. No,
what? What are you saying, Tristan? This one is for just about everyone in my life right now. Lainey in Blue Springs. This is going to be very common this week.
Yes, my grievance is allergies. Mm. I am on day 9 of this. And my coworkers are enjoying the silence because I'm trying not to talk.
I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice, Lainey.
Yeah, I did. I've just finished a round of prednisone, so I can at least breathe, but that's about it. So I'm ready for summer and the pollen to go away.
Lainey, the flowers are beautiful, but I hear you. My daughter's miserable right now.
I'm going to give you a preemptive bless you because I can tell a sneeze is coming.
Oh, you can just hear it. The watery eyes, the itchy nose. You need Afrin. Let's go to Rusty in Belton. That leaves one line open. 913-586-7798. Hey, Rusty, go ahead.
Hey, my grievance would be the volume levels on the radio programs, and it's not just you guys, but I've noticed it my entire life that the commentators are just fine. I can hear you guys just perfectly fine. But if you have like a guest that calls in, you guys have guests all the time. But I mean, like if you have, you know, Judge so-and-so from such and such county or whatever, an expert call in over the radio or over the phone calls are not as loud as the commentators.
Rusty, can you speak up? I can't quite hear you.
What? Rusty, it is.
And so I'm always having to turn my volume up and down, especially like if I'm driving, because it's kind of my fault because I got loud pipes on my truck. But if somebody is calling in, I have to turn my radio up to hear their grievance.
You know what, Rusty? I love it. I appreciate it. When I've been in my car and that happens, I'm like, oh. The worst is when someone's really, really quiet, but you know, you're kind of hanging in with what they're saying, and then you go to a break, and it's like, bam, like super, super loud.
I have noticed that a lot with music stations.
Yes.
When you're rocking out to your song. Why is the commercial so much louder?
Let's go to Jeannie in Olathe. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead. Did she just say hi and hang up on me? Hi, Jeannie. She goes, hi. And then, like, do we need to check on Jeannie? Is she okay? Jeannie, do you need help? Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Hi, Jacob.
Well, hi, Dana. Wow, that was quick.
Just don't hang up on me, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So my grievance is with you and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you guys fire Scott?
Oh, God, don't you start that on a Friday afternoon. Jacob, shame on you.
I should have waited till like 5:50 to get in to say that.
Yeah, do not. All I need, blowing up my social media feeds. Oh, I heard Scott will be back from Mexico on Monday.
And then on Monday, I'll be fired.
Right. We'll just take
until
turns.
Until Thursday.
Okay, now Jeannie has called back in. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I need to turn you down. Thank you. Okay.
I hope you're okay. You left us. I didn't know what happened to you.
Well, I got scammed this weekend. My cursor just stopped, and I said, call Microsoft, and I did. And I hung up after realizing they were scammers. And he called back and said, hey, you hung up on me. Why? And I said, because I realized you're scammers. And he said, I got you, didn't I, Granny?
He said, I got you, didn't I?
Yes, and I will never forget that.
Oh, that sends a chill up my spine.
Yes, it does, me too.
You're like, please don't call here again, scammer person.
Yes. Oh, that was all. I have his number. I do have his number because he called me back.
Let's not be calling him, Jeannie. That scares me, but I'm glad that you caught it before he got your money.
Thank you. Well, I'd had to go to all my banks and investment people to make sure they know he didn't take anything out.
Good for you. That's the only way to stop him, Jeannie. It's the only way to stop him. I'm glad you're okay on both counts.
From the text line, my grievance is the wind. Up to 4 days now.
It's exhausting.
I was installing a solar system in Olathe. Wind and solar panels that are not attached to anything do not mix.
Well, I feel bad if like you're a roofer right now and you're up on a roof in these gusts.
Yeah.
Anything with any height to it. 913-586-7798. We will continue the airing of the grievances straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks on this Festivus Friday as we get you into your weekend. Aggrieved and happy. 913-586-7798. Let's start with Matt in Lee's Summit. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Go ahead.
All right. So you're coming north on 71 or 49.
Okay.
And then you're heading downtown. You're heading, you want to go up to the Paseo Bridge.
Okay.
Past that, you have to get in the most narrowest one lane. Because if you go left, you go downtown. You go right, you go Truman Road.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is the most dangerous intersection ever. And we need to fix it. And I'm surprised and I'm glad nobody's got hurt there.
I agree, Matt. And I start getting stressed out as I come up on that fork. Because I'm like, wait, which one is it? Am I staying in the left lane or am I going straight? I will add to your grievance. What in the Sam Hill is going on in the lovely town of Merriam? If you're not dodging traffic, just trying to get from the highway onto Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Not to mention all the traffic cones.
Today, Sam, it took me 30 minutes to get from Nigro's Western Wear to Jersey Mike's across from Caribou Coffee.
Yeah.
30 minutes because all of the stoplights were out.
And that's a great section of road to have all of the stoplights out because there's only, I don't know, 17 of them.
And 50,000 cars.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you guys this. When a normal small town stoplight is out and you go, okay, you go ahead. Now I'll go. Now you go ahead. You know, you do the little courtesy wave, like you go ahead. This does not work on Shawnee Mission Parkway
right.
at Jersey Mike's.
Doing
because
lunch rush.
There's like 96 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
So what was happening was today, people were just froggering across, hoping. I guarantee you there were wrecks today. Because people, there was no one out there directing traffic. It was just sort of like, eh, I'm going to turn now.
Well, and the storms were overnight. Or were there even storms last night?
Sam, I don't know.
Why was the power out?
I don't know what they're doing at that very small corner that has been bothering lives, plural, for the last 6 months. But please be done. Please be done with whatever is going on at that intersection. Let's go to Big Al in Blue Springs. Hey, Al.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
My grievance is with my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 months last year, he tried to get me kicked out, complaining every day or every week to the landlord.
Oh,
because, no. Because I offered him a ride and insulted him in some way. I don't know. He was walking. It was going to rain. I offered him a ride. He got pissed off. So now he's telling everybody that is walking by that he can catch that I got him kicked out.
Come on.
He went to the landlord. She said that he had to leave because he was lying. I don't know. But that's my grievance. It's just rude neighbors, man. Live your life. Go about your life.
Live your life and leave me alone. Amen,
yeah.
Big Al. I wish you luck. There's nothing worse than having a neighbor like that.
I have a gratitude. Big
Please.
Al got through that whole grievance, and I caught himself, catch himself, almost
cuss. Without saying a bad word?
Multiple times, Big Al, I applaud you.
Very proud of him.
I was diving for that dump button.
Let's go to Roger in Higginsville. Hi, Roger.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, first off, I want to thank you for hosting our show and keep everybody in Higginsville listening to your prayers. After the fire we had here in town and the explosion at Lexington,
yes.
Rough times down here.
Absolutely. Just awful. Absolutely, Roger.
Well, and but my grievance is, I say this with feral cats, but it's with my wife and the feral cats.
Feral cats.
These cats will come around, and there's one cat, I don't know if his leg is broken or not, but every time he comes to the back door, he'll hold his leg up and act like it's broke, so my wife will go feed him. And she feeds him every time. time, and it's driving me nuts.
Well, you know what, Roger? You're not supposed to feed feral cats because they turn into more feral cats that turn into more feral cats. I would be furious if someone was feeding the cat. I don't know what the answer is. Well, the answer is you have your pet spayed or neutered. That's what Bob Barker said. Ed in Lone Jack. Hey, Ed, go ahead.
Good evening. Hey, so my grievance is with people that don't pay attention. We've been working on one of the bigger box stores, parking lots off of Metcalf this week.
Yep.
And you would be surprised how many people have tried to pull in on a 6-inch cut of asphalt and park their vehicle and go into the store.
Where you are working?
Where we're working. It's been ridiculous all week long.
Here's the other thing, Ed. There's like 9,000 parking stalls in those stores.
Yeah, well, we had probably 500 cones blocking it off, but they find a way in.
Ed, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I can piggyback on that. It's a regular task for me on Sundays when I go to my other Sunday activity at the gas station with the red logo and two letters on it. And I have to power wash the lot. So I use cones to cordon off gas pumps or parking spaces. And the number of people that just drive through the cone.
Just drive on through
it? I thought we all knew that cones meant don't drive there. And they see it. They hit it. It slides under their car. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I don't think you're sorry.
Cones mean to me I've never been able to drive on Shawnee Mission Parkway for the last 6 months without it taking 45 minutes.
Get used to it.
When are they going to be done? I'm going to need someone to check in on this.
2073.
Okay. That sounds just about right. Let's go to Owen in New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire. I've never been there, but I know. Hello. I would love it, Owen.
No, it's amazing up here. I have gratitude for you guys, and I just want to say thank you to all of you for what you guys do, because it is amazing. You always put a smile on my face every single day, and I just want to say thank you.
You are so sweet, Owen. That is really, really lovely. How did you find us from New Hampshire? Did you used to live here and then you moved?
So I did used to live there a while ago, and I listen to you guys now all the time, but almost like every single summer I go down with my grandpa and listen to you guys on the radio whenever.
Oh, good.
We're in the car.
Well, hey, we are glad to have you on board, Owen. Thank you so much for the kind words, truly. Let's see. We got a line open if you want it. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Bob in Waldo. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm so good. I'm going to love this grievance, but then I have a question for you. Go ahead.
Okay. So the city of Kinsey, Missouri has implemented these new trash can recycle bins, and they're great because people, their trash don't, they're not laid out and open for varmints to tear up.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. Well, ideally you have a machine pick them up, but right now they're hand lifted out of the trash is lifted out of the trash container.
Okay.
Well, my grievance is with my neighbors who think that their doggy poop bags belong in my trash can.
Oh. And do you have dog walkers putting it in the trash can?
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, it'll be okay. Well, no, the gentlemen do not pick up those little bags of poop. They pick up two bags, and that's it. And so we have to clean them out. So
gross.
I agree with my neighbor. I know. The law won't let you shoot them with a BB gun.
I know, you're not supposed to shoot people with BB guns or dogs. You are not supposed to do that.
Dogs.
Is accurate. That is annoying. In my old neighborhood, there were signs in a few of the yards that would say, curb your dog. Curb your dog. I think that means don't let your dog come up into my grass and poop in my grass. You're definitely not supposed to put poop in someone else's yard, even if it's bagged. 913-586-7798. We are back with much more of grievances, your thoughts, your gratitudes. Lay it on me. It's Friday on Dana and Park, straight ahead.
Brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We have a line open, 913-586-7798.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks and Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, 913-586-7798. Let's see. Brenda in Independence, you have been waiting the longest. Go ahead.
Hey, love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
My grievance is there's a major pipeline company that's been digging around Independence, laying new gas pipes for a major company, and they've torn my yard up 4 times and moved my outside water shutoff.
They moved your outside water shutoff?
Uh-huh. I don't know how they did it or what they've done, but it's not where it used to be.
And I feel like they should leave a sticky note for that.
Grand. We spent about $3,000 getting it located.
Huh.
So, I'm not happy, and my yard's still all torn up.
Have you thought about asking them, where did you move my water shut off? Could you leave me a sticky note?
We can see it. They just moved it closer to the street instead of it being closer to the house.
Oh, good Lord. Huh. Brenda, thank you for the grievance. That's a good one.
Brenda's dropped off. That means there's a spot for you. 913-586-7798. My grievance is with neighborhood residents on social media HOA pages. They complain about one of the other residents, but they post anonymously. How many people just talk to the person and tell them they have a problem with the person or what they're doing rather than posting it on the
anonymously.
HOA page?
Is it anonymous and you're like, Dan, you know who you are.
Yeah, right.
And you know what you've been doing in the neighborhood. And I'm here to complain about it.
Signed, 4713.
Let's go to Derek in Loveland. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Go ahead.
Well, hey, listen, I've lived in Kansas City since 97. I've always listened to this station. I don't know how long you guys have been around, but I've listened to the entire Dan and Park show.
Oh, thank you.
My grievance is I don't live in Kansas City anymore, but it's wonderful. Colorado's beautiful. It's nice to be able to hear Kansas City.
Oh yeah.
And it's great to be a Chiefs fan in the middle of Bronco country.
I bet it is. You wear that red loud and proud, Derek.
Oh, I get the finger. I get the cat calls and all kinds of things that Bronco people do, but you know, it's great. I do miss my friends. And Dana, you and I have a mutual friend in television from many, many years ago at Channel 9.
Aww.
Yep. She adopted a daughter from China.
Yep. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep. Roger that.
That's
good
awesome.
Good friend of mine and my wife. So love you guys. Love your show. Kansas City, you are missed.
Oh, that's amazing, Derek. Thank you so much. We miss you back. Let's go to Anna in Kansas City. Hi, Anna.
Hi. I live out in the country. I just happen to be in town. Mm. But the dandelions this year have gone berserk. They're everywhere.
Okay. It's a lot, Anna. It is a lot. But I will tell you, there was a time, like, I don't know, like 30 years ago or something, when I was very young and I was raising my babies. And I had dandelions everywhere in my yard because I did not have the time or the knowledge to fertilize or do whatever you're supposed to do to keep them out. And at that time, I didn't have the money to like hire a lawn service to do it. So I used to be one of those people that my yard was covered in dandelions, and I know it drove my neighbors nuts because they had beautiful yards. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not my thing right now.
Well, it's all of the neighbors. You drive down the road and you look at everyone's house.
Yeah.
And they're all covered in dandelions.
Well, Anna, all you have to do is throw your gardening gloves on, get down on your hands and knees, and pull the thing from the root.
Yeah, for 9 years.
And once you're done with that first one, you can move on to the other 46,000. You'll be done next week.
And my yard's about 2 acres. So, yes, that will work fine.
Oh,
thank you
yeah.
very much.
We'll see you in 30 years, Anna.
That's right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the call. I actually have a lawn-ish related grievance. Earlier this week, I don't know if you guys remember, I posted it on social. I don't know if I told you on the air, if I just told Sam, I don't remember. But I have the worst rash on the underside of my legs. Like higher, if you know what I mean. And my first thought was I was dying of scurvy or scabies, or maybe the mumps. I didn't know what it was.
You, a hypochondriac?
Right.
What?
And then I thought, well, I've got this rental car that smells like weed. Maybe it's something like what they clean the leather seats, because there was a couple of days I wore a skirt. And so like the bottoms of my legs would have been, like I'm itching right now because I'm thinking about it, would have been touching the leather. Like
right.
I just didn't know why I was breaking out. And I mean it, oh, it itches. I was with a girlfriend a couple days ago, and she looks at it. And I go, I'm so sorry. I cannot stop itching it. It's just so bad. And I can't even see it. Like, you know, I'm not like Simone Biles. I can't contort around to see what is on the underside of my upper thigh.
Right.
She looks at it and she goes, yeah, that's poison ivy.
Did you give me poison ivy?
I have. Do you have it?
No, it is. I'm actually pretty allergic to poison ivy, so I'm surprised it hasn't spread more than this. But Sam, for the last 4 days, it has been spreading on my left arm.
I think you touched something that I had touched, because this is poison ivy. We had to stop last night and get, what is it, calamine lotion?
Yeah.
Some ointment. Oh my gosh, it itches so bad.
And I was actually really worried about what was going on with my arm.
I know exactly where I got it. I know exact. I was wearing a skirt and I walked into the woods for like 30 seconds. Like
and
sort of like Easter egg hunting.
Sort of like Easter egg hunting.
I was looking for something in the woods. And then, you know, the little wispy grasses are about knee high.
Yeah.
And it touched the back of my leg. And here we are. And I'm telling you, it itches so bad. But, at least I don't have scabies or scurvy or mumps.
Let's go. From the text line. Oh.
You go first, Sam.
From the text line, my grievance is that people that are named after a month, but they weren't born in that month. I've encountered a January, a June, an August, and an April, none of which were born in any of those months.
April was born in June, June was born in May, and August was born in March.
Yeah, what?
That's pretty good. Let's go to Janelle in Overland Park. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know how to word this. When I spent time in Florida last winter, mm-hmm. when I go to the grocery, there were signs that said, remember your bags. And I think all the stores here should do that in their groceries, and even Walmart.
Remember your bags. Like bring your own bag in so you're not wasting plastic?
Right. But it's like, oh, yeah, my bags. Because I know more than get into the grocery, and I remember, oh, shoot, I left them in the car.
Yep.
And like where they have grocery carts or whatever, if they just had signs that say, remember your bags, more people would probably remember them.
Remember your bags. That seems like a very simple sign, Janelle. Very simple. Along with don't park over the cones that we have here because we're working in the parking lot. Let's see. Doc in St. Joe. Hi, Doc.
Hey there. Hey, I got a quick two-parter. First one, I'm still grieving that Danny Cox passed away.
Oh.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Singer. Musician. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he goes clear back to, they were on the same record label as Bird Shipley.
Oh, wow.
50 years ago.
He was 82. 82.
And my other mini grievance is I wish you could announce when grass pad commercials are coming on. Then everyone would pay attention to the character and energy and magic of Danny Cox's voice on those commercials.
I did not put two and two together that was the voice of that ad.
He has been for years.
Oh, that is you know what, Doc? Thank you for calling in and telling us all of that. That's absolutely lovely. I had no idea. Let's go to Aaron in Kansas City. Hi, Aaron. Sing along. Go on now. Sing along.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener here.
Yeah, good.
No, for real. Love you guys. But grievance is about workers. Let's say construction workers, phone repair, internet installers, all those kind of fun companies, and them coming into your backyard to either install or repair lines without letting you know. This has happened a couple times, and we have a rather large backyard, and I've got two little ones at home. And you look back out there, and there's just men standing out in the backyard, and one of them even made it themselves comfy in one of our lawn chairs. And I go around back and say, what are you guys doing here? Do you have any authorization to be here?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, we're just repairing some lines because it's on the other side of our fence or whatever. And you know, I'm acting all big and tough like we have some kind of giant dangerous dog that could hurt them, but reality, we have a 15-year-old Yorkie that could do nothing to them. But still, the principle of just wandering into people's yard.
I know, and they have to do it for what they're doing for a living. But Aaron, this happened to me once that I can really remember when I lived in Leawood. And I was just walking by like the kitchen area and saw some motion to my left. And I look outside and there's just some dude in my backyard. And as a woman who was like living alone at the time, I was like, oh my God, why is there a man in my backyard?
What if you had been bearing it all while walking through the kitchen?
And was not wearing an orange vest. Yeah. Like, you know, and I look out front then, and then I see the, you know, whatever it was, AT&T. I don't even remember what it was. I was like, oh, okay, I guess they're marking lines. Just like, I don't know. It scared me to death.
I have a new grievance, and it's you.
I have a new one, because now I can't stop itching my leg. Oh my God.
I've been watching this rash grow on my arm for a week now, and I've been avoiding itching it. And now that you told me it's poison ivy, it is the itchiest thing in the world.
It's really bad. I'm not going to lie. It itches very badly. And, you know, when you don't have an answer to something, usually the simplest, most direct answer is what it is.
Yeah.
Which, duh, it's poison ivy. Sam.
Occam's razor.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. We will wrap up Festivus Friday straight ahead. You can text in your grievance or phone in now. We have one line open. We're back with more straight ahead.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Go right now and get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com.
My Lanta, we have a full board. I'm trying to brush my hair right now with a hair clip, ladies. You feel me? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I just said to Sam, do you have a brush in there? And your answer was no. Scott doesn't have hair and Dan's gone. What's a woman supposed to do here? We have a full board. We're going to go really, really quick and try to get everybody in.
And I would never have a brush either because my hair is too curly. I just get stuck. I have to be surgically removed.
Let's go to Jamie in Blue Springs. We're going to try to get through all of them. Jamie, go ahead.
My grievance is with whoever was the previous driver of your rental car because they either A, hit a skunk.
Yeah.
Or B, they left their weed in the car because after 4 days, you should not smell that unless there's something else going on.
Okay, so now I'm concerned that literally there is something in the wheel well or something because I don't know how that smells, how long it smells. It's not my thing. I'm not judging you if it's yours. I don't think you should drive with it or smoke and drive with it. But yeah, the car reeks.
I would be willing to bet a large sum of money that there is weed somewhere in that car.
Oh my God. Is it Dana or Dana in Liberty?
It's Anna.
Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Hey, so Mission Parkway and Antioch, they are undergrounding all the utilities because of all the development that's happening there.
Oh.
So that's going to be a long project for you, number one.
Okay, good.
And today, while they were undergrounding, they hit the power, and that's what killed the lights.
Got it. Okay, so are we talking 5 years or two? Like,
no, we're talking probably about 3 or 4 more months.
Okay, as long as I know there's an end date to it, I think I can live with it, Anna, or go around it. I'm telling you, that is the most dangerous spot when you are coming off the highway, turning right onto Shawnee Mission Parkway, right in front of the Merriam Convention and Visitors Bureau, because there's no room.
And people are coming off of I-35, and I mean, if you're like me, I'm impatient at that light. I don't want to sit there and wait, and yeah, it's not good.
And who's, like, ordering Krispy Kreme right now? You can't get over there.
Not to mention, like, they're never using that lane. Why is the entire lane shut off?
They are never using that. Thank you, Sam.
It's just a coned-off empty lane.
There's nobody there. Let's go to Joe in Warsaw. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon. I like you guys. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
I got a gripe about the TVs. You got the volume set one way, and you can hardly hear them talk. And then all of a sudden, like a shooting scene comes on, and it's blasting loud. Or you guys have that trouble? You know, you
I do, especially at night. Yes.
Yeah, you're watching one show, and the volumes you got it set for that show, and then you change channels, and it's blaring loud. You know, I'm just wondering if it was just me or. Everybody else is having that trouble.
Joe, it's not just you. Do you have birds or are you outside? Because I hear birds.
Yeah, I'm at the door frame of the garage.
Oh, it sounds very peaceful, Joe. Very peaceful. Not like those turkey vultures in Blue Springs.
Or like the birds that were outside of my apartment the other night.
Whatever those
screaming.
Were. I'm not so sure. I think that might have been like someone screaming for help.
And they fell out of the tree?
I don't know that that was wildlife. That might have been a human, Sam. Let's go to Gary in Parkville. Hi, Gary.
Oh, hi, guys. My grievance is with the state of Missouri. if we're going to zipper merge, let's make signs that look like you need the zipper merge. The signs right now show us I have to give up my lane to somebody else, and nobody wants to give up their lane, so... Let's do something to change that.
Gary, I feel like even if there were a sign telling everyone to zipper merge, people would not zipper merge.
It's called a zipper merge, you idiots. Zipper merge.
So what do they need? Do they need a sign that specifically says zipper merge? Because even then, no. People don't know what that is.
You need a sign needs to say, use all lanes until the very end. Yeah. Keep going. You don't have to get over right now like sheep in one lane. Use all the lanes the whole way until the end.
We need a sign that's really, really big, and it says, just so you know, there's going to be a merge point coming up here in about 600 feet, but please do not start merging yet until about the 150 feet mark.
I am never more confused than when my car says, turn left in 300 feet. I'm like, what is 300 feet? Is that this one? Is that the next one if you're in a neighborhood? I don't know which one that is.
Once that merge point is in sight, go ahead and turn your turn signal on and merge over like a zipper, one at a time.
Let's end with some relief and Christine in Overland Park. Hello, go ahead.
Oh, me?
You got it, Christine. Lay it on me.
All righty. So I overheard you guys mentioning something about poison ivy.
Yeah, it's all over me. And I literally am wandering around scratching in a region that makes me look like a weirdo, but I can't stop scratching it.
Girlfriend, I've been there for 40 years. I get it every year. And a couple years ago, I came across, do you have a pen?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Write T-E-C-N-U.
Okay.
It comes in a cream, and it comes in a spray.
I personally
prefer the spray because every time it itches, I spray it. It gives a cool feeling a little bit,
yeah.
But then it takes the itch away. You'll have to keep doing it, but it will dry out your poison ivy the fastest. It is 100 times better than calamine.
Okay, and I'm taking a photo of that. Are we talking CVS or Walgreens, or do I go to some fancy store for this?
Nope, you can get it from CVS, Walgreens, Walmart. You can order it online.
Okay.
Amazon has it. I prefer the spray, but they do have a cream as well.
I love it. T-E-C-N-U. And
Technu,
by the way,
I use the Technu oil.
All over a golf ball. I could have just let it go. I've got 10,000 golf balls. I'm like, I know it went in right here. Yeah. Guess what else? You're going to be itching, looking like a weirdo, roaming around like
for a month
over a $2 ball.
Now that I know what this rash is on my arm, thank you very much. I will be going home and spreading Technu all over.
Oh, today is National Hug a Plumber Day.
Unless they have poison ivy.
National Hug a Plumber Day. I would warn them before you go in for the hug. The flushing toilet was invented in 1596, by the way. 1596. Popularized in the 1800s by an Englishman named Thomas Crapper, which is why, as God is my witness, we still refer to the bathroom as the Crapper.
You can't make that blank up.
You're welcome, Kansas City. Hey, thanks for hanging with me all week. Scott will be back on Monday. Be safe, be good, have a safe, good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.